as our beloved just go, that mighty presence who governs the retreat north of Suva, as he speaks his heart to you tonight, let us send him our love and gratitude for his life in the universe and all his love and service to the earth has meant to those life streams whom he has drawn into that retreat to give them their eternal freedom. May our mighty I Am Presence bless him of all the love we can call for his mighty assistance to life. Beloved ones of my heart, it is with great joy that I again greet you in that great love to life that I am privileged to bestow wherever I am given recognition, wherever I may render service. It has been a great joy to receive the love of you precious ones here. May I thank you for that and bear to you the love and gratitude and greetings of my associates in our retreat where we serve in the great humble love to life to set all free whom the cosmic law brings to us. Tonight, I wish to give an explanation to those of you who are here concerning the retreats of the Ascended Masters throughout the world. While each retreat is established for some definite activity which it alone can give, yet the major portion of the service of each retreat is to, through its own light and power of love focused into outer action, is to raise as many as possible into the ascension in that great inner quiet, which makes it very much more wonderful, much easier for the life streams that are brought to us to attain their final victory. Until this activity of the mighty Saint Germain came forth into the outer world, it was imperative in most cases that the life stream just previous to the attainment of the ascension be withdrawn from the outer world and held in quiet contemplation of the great victory to be attained. And that was because of the great confusion and the viciousness of the black magicians and so on that has caused such confusion in the outer world of mankind. Since you have passed the period, the time, in which it was imperative to hold the seclusion of the retreat in order to accomplish the victory for those life streams who came to us, now it becomes our service to life to intensify the radiation of each retreat into the outer activities of mankind through every channel who will give us recognition. And beloved ones, there is really a special reason why you beloved students of San Diego have, shall I say, given us a special attention. Because of a certain focus that was here long ago with which we had something to do, and which is definitely concerned with the type of activity that is our service to life. Those of you who care to give us conscious recognition shall have a twofold service in return for your love. One, that which blesses you individually and your city and this part of the mainland, and the other, the cosmic radiation from our retreat in the Pacific. Some of you have been closely associated with us in the past, and since that association was very harmonious, it is the cause of much of the love and the harmonious attunement that you feel in regard to your recognition of myself and those in our retreat. And now tonight, as we enter in again to the great privilege of our service to life, I wish to assure you that those who have received their ascension from our retreat and those who have received their ascension from this portion of the earth in centuries past are very definitely concerned with your service to life here and the bringing forth of the permanent perfection that must take its dominion in this portion of the earth. Wherever an ascension takes place, beloved ones, that portion of the earth becomes sacred to the life stream ascending. And there is always a great gratitude to life, and a great love comes back to bless the portion of the earth that was the last place where the life stream left in its journey into its final perfection. Where the disconnection takes place, and there is always a feeling of great love and gratitude and blessing to that portion of the earth by the one ascending there. So, your beloved city of San Diego has been watched over, as it were, and loved through the centuries by those who attained their ascension from this location on Atlantis. And those who have been rescued and brought to our retreat to be given the ascension have a certain love for the Pacific Ocean. Now, in the great law of life, love is the determining factor of every life stream's expanding experiences in the use of the great faculties within life. And now you may become not only the captain of your ship, you may become the pilot and the passenger. When you understand that the amount of love that you send to your presence and to the great perfection of life is the determining factor of your experiences of the future, you can absolutely, definitely design whatever happiness you will. Life loves to give you all of its great blessings. Life is constantly offering you the use of its own faculties and expects you to expand happiness through the use of your faculties. And if some of them seem submerged at the present time, if you demand the full, unlimited use of all the faculties of your higher mental body, into your outer daily experiences, then you give your life stream an opportunity to draw forth into outer perfection, not only the talents that seem to be yours today, but those which you have used in the past and brought perhaps to a very high point of development, and yet seem not active at the present time in your outer occupation. Those faculties which you have used in the past to produce the perfection that your higher mental body desired, those talents are developed. And the results of your perfect use of them in the past, those results are stored in the causal body, which is the great sphere of colors around your electronic presence of the mighty I Am. The moment you turn your attention through love to your presence and your higher mental body and ask it to draw into your outer use those powers that you have used to produce perfection in the past, you would find yourselves very quickly enabled to do a great many things that you love to do and have desired to do, but have not had quite either time nor training to do in the present embodiment. But those great powers can rush forward into your outer use the moment you swing the door wide through the love to your presence and your conscious call for that full perfection to come into outer use and serve you now. Many of the powers of your own life you have used in the past with very great perfection and very great joy, but they are not being used now in your outer activities. They are but submerged for the time being because your attention has been on other things. Now, with a little attention to the drawing forth of those powers into your outer use now, many of you would find yourselves almost magically doing things that you've never done before, and yet you seem to know how to do with great ease. As you near the embodiment in which the ascension is to be attained, you become rounded out, as it were, or should become, rounded out in the use of the powers of your own life. Therefore, if you have had great accomplishment in the past, and now you are becoming active in a wider channel of service to life, those attainments of the past should now be drawn into your outer use to serve you, to make your pathway easier, to give you greater power to accomplish quickly much of the perfection that should come forth in rounded out activity before the ascension is attained. Now, because of the dispensation which the great divine director gave, wherein many have been given their ascension to their determined call since they came into this activity, those life streams who have already accomplished the ascension have not all necessarily been rounded out in their development. Because of this dispensation, the cosmic law is giving added assistance in order to increase the raising power of the whole world by enough ascensions at this time to give it the forward impulse to come in the more rapid attainment of its final destiny. Now, those of you who have or are going to render service to the masses of the people in this explanation of the mighty I Am Presence, you who have treasures stored in your causal body, which you could draw forth and use so easily in your service to the light, you become rounded out, so to speak, in the use of the powers of your own life, and you use those powers for some time in your outer physical activities before your ascension takes place. Then, after the ascension is accomplished, you will find your power to render greater service is already gathered, and then you step in to a wider activity of blessing that you return to the earth for your accomplishment of the victory. Now those who consciously come over into the victory of the ascension, predetermined by their conscious command and their call, can also, when they know they are approaching the end, can make a cosmic demand of life that as you leave the earth in the attaining of the ascension, you definitely command by the power of your own life, the mighty I Am Presence, you demand that from the locality from which you ascend, you compel to be removed a certain amount of human accumulation. That is how, through the ascension, the great dissolving process takes place of human creation. You see, at the moment of the ascension, all the human creation of your own life stream must be forever consumed within the violet consuming flame. Well, that is for your own individual life stream. But at the same time, since your life stream is an atom in the body of all mankind, there is also a certain proportion of the mass accumulation of mankind's discord, which can be dissolved at the same time, and through your conscious command, much that otherwise would not be dissolved so quickly can be compelled to be consumed. There are those great souls, those great life streams, who, seeing certain activities holding mankind in bondage, and against which they have worked perhaps for many lives, at the moment of the ascension, or just previous to it, issue the conscious command that as the life stream leaves the earth in the attainment of the ascension, the fiat goes forth that that which has tormented mankind and which has been so frightful in its torture shall also leave the earth by the conscious authority and command of the one ascending who through centuries has a momentum of the light to annihilate that which is wrong. There have been those activities touching all mankind through the centuries that have been so frightful in their imposition of discord upon life. And where one life stream, lifetime after lifetime, has stood the barrier against those destructive forces for the protection of the rest of mankind, at the moment of the ascension, as that life stream is reaching into its great supreme mastery, the last fire of earth is for the annihilation of that which has held mankind in distress. It is a moment of gigantic power to those who have rendered service in the past, and through the causal body, the power stands there to compel the destructive forces to cease. Now this is to a large degree what the Master Jesus did at the moment of the ascension, and in fact for the 40 days between the resurrection and the day of the ascension, he spent using the full power of his higher mental body in which he was then functioning to compel the removal from the earth of certain destructive forces that had tortured mankind so long. And when the power that he drew reached a certain point under his conscious command, as he accomplished the final part of the ascension, he used that authority and compelled certain of those other destructive forces to leave the earth also. That is why, when he came to give the forward impulse to the earth in its raising activity, it was during his lifetime that that power was generated to the point that when the ascension took place, it forced certain destructive forces to be removed also. And that was what gave the earth the greater opportunity to come up out of the frightful destruction of the past. Now, since every retreat has been a focus whereby individuals have been drawn into it, either to accomplish the ascension or to be prepared for the ascension, every retreat of the ascended masters on the earth is like a living, unfed flame whose radiation and expanding power of the sacred fire compels purity held there, and then compels that to expand. And that is just like the anchor to a ship. That is the anchorage of the power of the sacred fire into the structure of earth itself, to compel a balance to be maintained so the great divine plan can proceed without interruption. It is not by accident, I assure you, that there are ascended master retreats throughout the world. What think you would be the condition of the whole planet if those great focuses of light had not been maintained for centuries? In the Cave of Light in India, thousands have attained the ascension from that mighty sacred part of the earth. Thousands have been taken in to that Cave of Light on the final work done previous to the great victory of the ascension. And other retreats have been the same way throughout the centuries. Right within the borders of the United States of America abide seven retreats of the Ascended Host. Those retreats since long ago on Atlantis have been the open doors into which one life stream after another has been drawn, purified, protected, and prepared to go into our octave of perfection. That becomes for the nation a preparation for the ascension of this portion of the earth into the greater purity and perfection of our octave. And while from the appearance world of today, it would not seem as if the ascension were taking place, yet I say to you, the purification preparatory to that eternal perfection in this part of the earth is going on and will continue to go on under the command of the cosmic law until that hour when the mass of the people, beholding their I Am presence, will be compelled to awaken and of their own free will, through love, give the attention and obedience and make the conscious effort to attain that which ultimately becomes the ascension of the nation. For when a certain proportion of the people within this nation have gained the ascension, or a certain number of ascensions have taken place from within your borders, the nation itself enters into that same final attainment. And America is to be the first one as a nation to set that pattern and enter in to the permanent power and beauty and manifestations from our octave that become the permanent golden age to the earth. Preparation, of course, is going on in every retreat, in every nation of the world, until the final illumination comes to all mankind. But the beginning of that to the nations of the earth comes in America because it is the heart of the world, the same as the individual's ascension begins by the expansion of the unfed flame in the heart. And as soon as that begins to expand, the light fills the body, and wave after wave of impurity passes off, and the light begins to reveal the fullness of the perfection which is within itself. And just so is it with the body of the world. Just so is it with the nation. You, the I Am student, represent the heart to the nation. This nation represents the heart to the world. And within the heart is the permanent atom, the eternal flame of life, and from that goes forth the radiating power of the light that purifies and raises and perfects and beautifies and reveals the victory of perfection. So, my dear ones, when you see the great activity within the planet and the great supreme divine plan affecting all mankind, there is no escape, my dear ones. The destiny of perfection is the law of life. The cosmic authority to compel its action is the great cosmic Christ presence, which is the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, governing this whole system of worlds. That mighty I Am presence is the governing authority of each one's life stream. It anchors within the unfed flame in the heart, and from there on, its pulsations, its expanding perfection, ever goes on regardless of mankind's delays, regardless of human creation or obstruction. That pulsation and ever-expanding flame continues till it drives through everything and reveals its own authority in eternal command. And therefore, when the cosmic law chooses to pass the whole wave of light through the whole system of worlds, it increases the expansion of the unfed flame in everybody and everything within every planet of the system. And individuals can no more delay or prevent that than they can take the sun out of the heavens. The great cosmic wave and forward impulse of the aeons is focusing through the whole system of worlds. And it's like a great cosmic heartbeat. When that expanding pulsation starts its onward journey through the system, all within the system must be increased in the vibratory action and the power of its perfection. And none can oppose the cosmic action and demand of the cosmic law. That is the authority and power of the mighty I Am presence from the great central sun. It expresses that power and authority through the I Am presence of every individual. And the I Am presence of each life stream expresses it through the expansion of the unfed flame in the heart. And that is the supreme authority of life. That is the perfection of the great love from the great central sun. And therefore, when the authority of the mighty I Am presence is used to the outer self to command destructive forces to leave the earth, at the moment that flame is taking its own dominion, there is no recourse. What is commanded at that time has to be fulfilled as sure as the universe exists. That is the authority of perfection. And as the individual is taking the dominion of his or her perfection, then the cosmic authority and fiat to a certain proportion of human creation is issued. And that which has been a dishonor to life because of its discord is compelled to be consumed. So the great cosmic plan of perfection is very, very accurate and very powerful in its great commanding presence and eternal balance everywhere life exists. Therefore, precious ones, regardless of outer world appearances, remember to be grateful. Remember frequently that the Ascended Master's retreats within your borders are like great pulsating hearts of light, whose purifying, expanding flame goes on into all life, substance, and energy. And when the momentum reaches a certain point, it compels all in its pathway to be consumed, and the great onrushing perfection that is established here forever comes into outer manifestation. And mankind must come into line with that perfection or take the recoil of their own discord until of their own free will they give obedience to the cosmic law. And if it takes certain manifestations from our octave of life to compel mankind's attention to be taken away from their incessant building of discord and compels that attention through shock or otherwise to give acceptance to and acknowledgement of the authority and power of the sacred fire by cosmic manifestations, well, then let it be. So shall it be, if mankind will not awaken in any other way. Life within itself contains infinite ways and means by which the outer self of unascended beings can be compelled to awaken. And such is the command and the fiat of the present hour. Such is the eternal action of the law, and the demand of that law is at hand. Thank you, beloved ones. Please be seated. That is why, beloved ones, if you understand me tonight, I want you to go forth happy, confident, and inflexibly determined to demand and to have the perfection for which you have called. Because those of you who understand this law are not at the mercy of the reactions of human discord generated by other individuals in the world around you. If the mass of mankind do not choose to come into the perfection that you know to be and for which you are reaching, well, then they must either take the recoil of their own defiance and discord, or else they must come the way of the light. Since the way of the light is taking its dominion throughout the nation and the world, since it is the command of the incoming cycle, since it is the law of the cosmic Christ, and the son of mankind cannot prevent it. If they are wise, they will learn the law and give obedience of their own free will. If they are defiant and unwise, then they must face the recoil of their own discord. And either way, it is a matter of their own choosing. But those of you who have chosen to serve life and become the victory of its great love to life, to the universe around you, and you have chosen to use the command and authority of your beloved I Am Presence to compel conditions around you to yield the perfection that is your birthright, then you, my dear ones, are caught up within the powers of the cosmic light, and these greater activities of your own life streams can be released to you now as you use them to compel the purification of the world around you. And as the messenger said in the beginning of the evening, to make your calls for the purification of the food of the people of your nation, a certain intense demand for that by a certain proportion of your people would as surely compel marvel to come about as you make the demand. There are many within your borders who are not I Am students, but who know exactly this same need, and who would become a part of the activity of providing pure food for the people when the cosmic activities reach a certain point. Because destructive forces, my dear ones, are soon to know that they have come to the end of their rope, so to speak, and they are face to face with their own self-annihilation. The law of all destructive force is that it consumes itself at a certain point. And some of these destructive forces are nearing that point. And when several take place at the same time, the rest will follow quickly. The constant waste of mankind in the use of life's great energy to create destructive conditions and build one vortex after another of action in the outer world torments life with more and more suffering. The frightful determination of individuals who are caught in the mass destruction to continue that thing is soon to meet its end. And that is because the cycle into which the earth has already entered is the cycle of illumination. And as the earth passes through that increasing cosmic light, it makes impossible any further destructive use of that which is upon this planet to fulfill the divine plan. Therefore, those of you who have prepared yourselves thus far by this knowledge of the mighty I Am Presence are awake and alert to the use of your own power. Those who have not awakened to the demand of the present cycle will be rudely aroused, and either they will come in to obedience to the law of the future activities here, or they will not remain here. Their very discord will either take them out of the body, or they will stop the discord and of their own free will give the obedience that enables cooperation to take place. So in considering the ascension, beloved ones, please try to realize with us what it means to life. We deal with the ascension of the individual. We deal with the ascension of a nation. We deal with the ascension of the planet. Therefore, whatever assists in one channel automatically assists in the other two. So anything you do in the recognition of the ascension for yourselves or each other automatically sends its wave of light and feeling into the mental and feeling world of all mankind. That reaches out into the nation, and through the nation reaches into the world. So no earnest effort is ever lost. And we, the redeemers of mankind, have again and again and again, where the individual's life stream will permit, have rescued one life stream after another out of the clutches of the destructive forces and taken them through the door into the victory of our octave. You too will render a similar service. Precious ones, you could command that not one day pass that your presence doesn't blaze through you the power to bring this knowledge of the ascension to the rest of mankind, to lift their grief, to take away their doubt and fear, to remove all uncertainty, and to set them on the pathway of conscious attainment which they choose of their own free will when they feel your confidence and absolute knowledge of the law. Therefore, from tonight, if you will consider the retreats of the ascended masters throughout the world as great temples of light and love and raising power, to lift mankind into the perfection of our octave and give them mastery, and at the same time lift a certain portion of the earth into that greater light in order to give it the ascension, you will comprehend with us these greater actions of life and become a part of our illumining presence. And oh, dear ones, you can have so much illumination if you so command it. When you need to know something in your outer life that either clears your uncertainty or shows you ahead what needs to be done, if you would demand that your mighty I Am presence and higher mental body charge you with its full cosmic illumination concerning what you are going to do, and you demand the ascended master's comprehension and illumination of all that you require to fulfill the divine plan as they see it, why, there could be no uncertainty in your life. There could not be one thing about which you would remain uncertain for any length of time at all, because this light is here to be used. Life is surging everywhere to bring its light into outer manifestation to produce happiness and perfection and boundless blessings to all. Now, I have something very practical, I trust, to be of assistance to you, and that is concerning your supply. Supposing the appearances of the outer world seem here and there limited so far as your own individual supply is concerned, if you demand the cosmic illumination of your own mighty I Am presence and higher mental body, and our ascended master illumination as to the perfect supply for you at this time to fulfill the divine plan our way, if you will demand the illumination in the outer self as to those channels of supply, you will find many things coming to you that you did not dream exist. And this will remove much uncertainty. Many things will become clear to you. And you will open many channels of supply that will enable greater blessings to come to you and enable you to give greater blessings to others. Why, life itself, my dear ones, is overloaded, so to speak, with supply. It is always its own supply of energy. It's always its own supply of directing intelligence and light substance. And it's its own supply of love from the great central sun. Life itself contains all these things. And life wants you to have them. The great all-wise perfection of that mighty I Am presence doesn't want anyone to be short of anything. How could it? When you see the vastness of creation swinging everywhere in cosmic space, all held in divine order and going on its appointed way in perfect harmony with the rest of that which is around it, why would you think that it is necessary for you to be short of anything here? That is but a human shadow. The supply still remains within the light. And tonight, if you will demand the illumining presence of the cosmic Christ from your own mighty I Am presence, to show you its full cosmic supply for you and our ascended master illumining presence, pouring forth to you our boundless supply for whatever you require to do our work in the physical world or carry on our activity in fulfilling the divine plan, there will be thousands of channels open to you that tonight you do not even know are in the world. That is just as much a part of the ascension and just as much part of the raising activity of this nation as your physical ascension. Because it is the illumining presence of life, and it is that which helps you to act with greater freedom to bring in the perfection much more rapidly than otherwise would be. And with the great God presence, the mighty I Am, the very embodiment of love from the great central sun, able to give and create without limit, to bless the outpouring of itself through the physical form. My dear ones, take your stand tonight and demand our invincible determination to burst every bond of human limitation and stand the revealing presence of God's boundless supply in the physical octave to do what you will with freedom and go forward and build as the ascended masters build, till mankind behold the law in action and understand the infallible truth of that mighty I Am presence and its authority to produce perfection at your command. You are at the point where you may have this everywhere, so long as you take our determination to go through with that which fulfills the divine plan and yield not to the human ever again. Our love is greater than all mankind's creation. The authority of the cosmic Christ, which is the mighty I Am presence from the great central sun, is the owner of all. It is the giver of all energy, all life, all intelligence, all substance. Your mighty I Am presence is your individualized focus and storehouse, so to speak, of all that is in the central sun. And it wants you to have all of itself in the outer. Therefore, from tonight, demand the illuminating, revealing presence of your boundless supply in your physical use to go forward and build the perfection that is the destiny of your nation and is the compelling fulfillment of the divine plan and the perfection from our octave made manifest in yours. And it shall be so when you make that call. But do not wish for a thing one day, then find all kinds of reasons the next day why you can't do it. That's like the proverbial frog in the well. Crawls up 2 feet and drops back 3. Once you set your hand to a task that is constructive, once you demand the fulfillment of the divine plan our way, yield not an inch to anybody or anything. Keep on making your demand. Now you decide if that's what you want, and then if need be, every being in creation will come to your assistance to fulfill. And never yield anything to any human limitation. Yield everything to the God presence of life, the mighty I Am presence. Give it all, and then say to that presence, now I have given you all that you have, come into me, and produce here that which reveals your perfection, and see naught else is allowed to express. And go forward, my brave ones, tonight. Be happy and demand the limitless, for you are part of that limitless. You are the open door through which your presence wants to surge forth everything to bless you, to make you happy, to give you boundless accomplishment, that you may be like the sun, pouring forth its feeling and love and blessings to others, until all take courage, and turning to the light once again, enter in and go forward to fulfill the perfection life intends. And never look right, nor left, nor back. Remember, from this hour you have all eternity to live in the blazing light of your mighty I Am presence, in the eternal perfection and boundless accomplishment of our ascended master octave of light. And your destiny is to become a cosmic being, one with the great central sun in his cosmic manifestations of beauty and perfection. And you have no other right to live life any other way. Anything less than the fulfillment of that great divine plan is a dishonor to life. Therefore, tonight go forward. Be the honored flame of the heart of the central sun. Command the perfection that life intends and fulfill your destiny. Love alone is your scepter of power. But that love is a great love to your presence, to the ascended host, and to the light that has given you all, to the light that still contains all, and to the light from your mighty I Am presence that can accomplish all. So take the boundless and concentrate it into your use in the physical octave, and command the perfection that life intends. Demand our invincible determination to carry these things through into outer action. And wherever you move, you become like the sun, the radiating presence of happiness to which the rest of mankind will turn. And receiving of your light will love that light also and return to their home in the light, as they should have done long ago. We are returning one life stream after another into the ascension to those we have rescued from the outer world. You must become like us. We are doing it in the retreats and giving to you the instruction and our radiation to accomplish it. But you must render the same service to mankind around you until no one is left in the shadows without knowing the way back into the light. So from tonight, precious one, think deeply upon the ascension. You are approaching again the mighty outpouring from the Master Jesus and the Lord the Mahachohan. On the 26th of May, will that outpouring this year be the most tremendous of all time? Enter into it, prepare yourselves, consciously acknowledge it and feel it and draw it into all your activities, and let it go forth to assist your nation out of the shadows and into the light until the ascension is completed and America arises, the ascended master nation of the mighty I Am presence that is her destiny, and her light and her blessings become a day star to draw the rest of mankind onto the pathway of their freedom forever. Thank you, beloved ones, for your presence. Thank you for your recognition and love to us. And I trust we shall come back to you a thousandfold for every bit of love you send to us. And as that light increases, your joy shall know no bounds, and you shall not even remember a time when that joy was not yours forever. Thank you. beloved Cristo, in all the love and gratitude of our hearts, we thank you tonight. Your reminders to us of that which opens more and more pathways of the light, and that which must raise all into victory as soon as possible. For the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly. That limitless outpouring of such invincible victory and perfection of the ascended master's determination in the fulfillment of the great divine plan that wherever we go, the light blazes and forever holds command. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, Colobus, whatever you know, give us the greatest possible help to hold this victory and blaze it everywhere till nothing else can exist. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings of light. Blaze thy light now around each of us and make it so intense we can never be conscious of anything but its victory everywhere. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask thee to seal us in the sevenfold fame of the seven mighty Elohim. And to thou, mighty Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame of thou. And cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into his distress whatever activities of the ascended master's powers of the sacred fire are necessary to compel the victory of the light to blaze everywhere without limit for eternity, move us forward and forever hold thy conscious command. And we accept that and we thank thee without limit for this light and the privilege of carrying, defending, and expanding it. Thank you, precious. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have ever hoped to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever will bring the worldwide victory of God's invincible light everywhere forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of all under this radiation, to the annihilation of all poverty and all else that is not of the light. I make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible according to wisdom, the great divine plan. And to that end, we continue in action till the great ones say to us, well done, and the victory of all ages has claimed all into the ascended master's octave for eternity. I so command it, and shall continue to command, until the outer manifestation and the inner command have become one for eternity. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the powers, all the dispensations necessary, and all activities of the sacred fire to compel the fulfillment of our every call and change every manifestation in the outer world that is less than the perfection of the ascended master's octave into the full cosmic victory of perfection and the divine plan fulfilled the ascended master's way until no part of life remains in the human octave for any reason.